Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The 119th running of the Boston Marathon is less than 2 weeks away now, and everyone is looking forward to the return of the man who made history in last year's race. Meb Keflezighi broke the tape first to become the first American man to win the open race in 31 years. WBUR's Alex Ashlock caught up with Keflezighi during a recent visit and joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Bob.
So it's been a year. What's Meb Keflezighi been doing?
Well, he's always been a great ambassador for the sport of running, Bob. But since he won Boston here last April, the first Boston Marathon, obviously, after the bombings, he's really been in demand. Everybody wants to run with him. He's been out on what you might call the rubber chicken circuit. But he's also kept up his training. He's very fit. He wants to defend his title here.
I'm very excited, obviously, and it's nice to be in this position just because it's not for the longest. Every time I came to this race, like, I want to win, but to have that win under my belt and the most important day of marathon, you know, Monday after what happened in 2013, to be able to come back and win in 2014 is wonderful, and I'm still very excited for 2015 to give it my best shot.
Meb Keflezighi's almost 40 years old. He's won an Olympic medal. He won the New York City Marathon. Where does he place his win here last April in his trophy case?
He has an incredible resume. And by the way, he'll turn 40 a couple of weeks after the marathon this year. In 2004, he won that Olympic medal. He finished second in the marathon in Athens. In 2009, he won the New York City Marathon. He's been running, Bob, at a world-class level for more than a decade. But he said his Boston victory last year tops everything he's done because he told me it was greater than himself.
For all of us, all the runners, the 36,000 people who wanted to own Boylston Street, who wanted to be finished and change the scenery of what was catastrophic, horrific moment in 2013, I wanted to do that. I just had the privilege to, an honor to be able to come across first and chant USA, USA Con on Boylston Street. And, you know, it was an amazing experience, and it's hard to put it in words, but I feel proud that I was able to pull it out the victory since Greg Myers, 1983.
You can actually hear the pride in his voice there. It's very nice.
Yeah, he was here during the bombings, had left the finish line just about an hour before, and after that happened, he vowed to come back last year and run the race again.
Do you think he can win again, and what does he say about that?
When I saw him, he seemed to be in great shape. He had just come off a fast tune-up race in the New York City Half Marathon, and he thinks he can win Boston again.
Most definitely. I have the same goals that I came in 2014 was to win, podium, or run a personal best, and I still stand by those goals because I'm a year older. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if I get, you know, by winning the Boston Marathon. I have more favor this year than I did last year. Last year I only had 1% chance of potentially winning it, but now as a defending champion, I'm one of the favorites.
True, he's one of the favorites. You
definitely.
Know, as we talk about this morning, I'm reminded that when we chatted last year and we previewed the race, we weren't talking about Meb Keflezighi.
I don't think I ever even mentioned him. I remember him at the press conference a couple of days before the race. He was sitting at a table all by himself, but he certainly is one of the favorites this year. He'll be one of the people everybody will be watching on April 20th.
And when we said earlier that you caught up with Meb Keflezighi, you actually had to catch him because he was running and you ran with him.
Yeah, I was waiting down by the finish line to meet him, and I did plan to run with him. He flew by me, and it's really more accurate to say I ran behind him as opposed to with him. He has a new book out called Meb for Mortals, which gives you tips about running like him, and you can certainly do that, but I could not run with him.
Well, you tried, Alex, anyway.
I did.
WBUR's Alex Ashlock will have more with Meb Keflezighi later on today on Here and Now. Alex, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Bob.